Let's pray. Creator God, fill us now with the spirit of your truth and help us to know the message you have for us in the words that we have heard from the sacred texts. We ask this in Jesus' name and through the power of the Spirit. Together, you are one God forever and ever. Amen. I have one of the best lawyers in Rockland County, indeed, one of the best lawyers in New York, right over there. Dan, what does a witness do in court? Testifies. What makes a witness effective?
Believability
and credibility. Witnesses in court are only valuable to any case if they bring believability and credibility to their testimony. In other words, no witness is any good unless they are honest. Yesterday, in this very space, we had a celebration for the 50th anniversary of the wedding of Rosalinda Perez and her husband, Antonio. Rosalinda is the heart and the soul behind the Hudson Lyric Opera Company. And you know, I have never seen so much joy in anyone's face as I saw in her face as she came into this building. As she came down this aisle, escorted by her two sons, she was beaming. She's a witness. Her husband helped her through every moment of that service because more than anything else you could see, he loves her. He's a witness. And at the end of the service, probably the most powerful thing for me of the whole event, her oldest son, Nick, got up and told some stories about his parents. He said, you know, my father is the most selfless person I've ever met. He said, in my whole life, I only remember him buying one thing for himself. And it was Alexander's, and it was cheap. He said, but he listened to me. He loves classical music, but when I got into rap music, he didn't understand it, but when a new album came out, he took me to the Bronx where you could get it because he wanted me to experience something that I loved. He told stories about his mother and his father that said to me, this family bathed their children in love. They are witnesses. In the gospel today, Jesus is just about to leave his disciples. He spent his entire life teaching them who he is and what he's about. And at the very end, author says, Jesus opened their eyes so that they could see what they couldn't see before. And what was it? Three things. That the Messiah must suffer and die and be raised. That is important for us because if we are calling ourselves by his name, if we are calling ourselves Christians, anointed ones, then we need to know that we too, like Jesus, must pick up our cross and follow him. Christianity is not an inoculation from suffering. We, each one of us, will meet difficulties in our lives. We'll meet hardship, and we won't understand things, and we'll experience loss, and ultimately, we'll experience the loss of ourselves. Every one of us is going to get old, hopefully old, sick, and at some point it's over. But listen to what we're supposed to hear. the Messiah and those who are called by his name must pick up their cross, but the cross does not defeat them. Because we were not born to die, we were born to live. And so the Messiah must suffer and die and be raised. And the ascension of Christ is a reminder to us that there is nothing in life that can ultimately defeat us. Because like Jesus, if we are united to his death, we shall be united to his resurrection. And there is no loss that is not followed by resurrection. There is nothing that can defeat God's love in our lives. Nothing. Not turmoil, not political nonsense, not wars, not earthquakes, not famines, not floods. Nothing can separate us, Paul says, from the love of God made manifest in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's the first thing he tells them. Then he says, before he is taken out of their sight, this message must go from Jerusalem to Samaria to the ends of the earth. In other words, we're not just sitting here waiting to defeat our suffering in Christ. We have a job to do. And it starts right at home. It starts in Jerusalem. That's where they were. So wherever we are, we have an obligation to spread the good news. What's the good news? That the Son of Man has overcome death. That we are a resurrection people. No matter what the world throws at us, God is stronger and better and different than the world. The only thing that can defeat us is us. And we do that by embracing the world instead of being holy. And the word holy means set apart. It means being different. We're not like that world. We can't be. We can't be materialists. We can't be so consumed by hatred and animosity and division that we forget that we're brothers and sisters. And that God calls us to love everyone. Every single person we meet. So we have to bring that message credibly to the world around us, starting right here, starting in our homes, starting with our kids, starting with our neighbors, starting with our coworkers, starting in our community. We have to do it here, but it doesn't end here, because the mission is for us and people like us to be so powerfully in love with each other and with God that the message can't be stopped until it reaches the end of the world, of the ends of the earth. And then Jesus says, you are witnesses to these things. We have to be credible. We have to live it, not just talk it. We have to let go of our animosities and our bitterness and our crankiness and our pet peeves. We have to see in those who don't like us the flicker of God's life that invites us to care about them. Jesus says we have to love our enemies. That's hard to do. It comes trippingly off the tongue, but it's hard to do. But if we are to be witnesses, effective witnesses, it has to be who we are. It has to be credible. We can't fake it. We must live it. And that is the challenge of this gospel. We need to have a life that will leave the people who have observed us saying, my God, how good they were. Just like Nick Perez said yesterday. He said, you know, there are no people who have loved me more than these people who are celebrating their 50th anniversary. Their love was life-giving to their three kids and their grandkids. Life-giving not because they just gave life, life-giving because they gave love, life-giving because they sacrificed, life-giving because they put others before themselves, life-giving because they picked up their cross and followed Christ. And their witness challenges us, because we too are to be witnesses to the things that happened in the life of Christ and that continue to happen in the lives of those who embrace his way. We are to be witnesses of nothing less than the transforming power of God. Amen.